Sahib Sallam, Hadith 9, collection of Imam Muslim, read to us by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And the theme of da'wah, or outreach, is what these hadith are focused on. And I'll be narrating, inshallah, for another week or so, to encourage all of us to perform da'wah in whatever way we know how to, and try to bring people to masajid and help them feel comfortable in masajid and be a part of masajid. That's the only way for our ummah to find its way back again. It's through performing this sacred act, the job of the prophets, alayhim as-salam. When you do this, then you are now, you are truly following the prophets, because that's what their job was. That's what they were hired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call people to His way. So you are following in their footsteps. And this hadith, wallahi, yani, it's very short, but wallahi, it's just a very powerful one. This is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. You understand, yani, that when it says, قَالَ يَقُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِنِّي لَأُعْطِي الرَّجُلُ وَغَيْرُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ خَشْيَةَ أَنْ يَكُبَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى وَجِهِ فِي النَّارِ. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, I will sometimes give a certain person wealth, and there's someone else whom I love more, but I'm giving it to this person because I'm scared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to throw him in Jahannam on the Day of Judgment. So I'm giving them wealth so that they will stay closer to Islam and they will hold on to their deen and they will continue to be guided, because I don't want them to find themselves in Jahannam on the Day of Judgment. This is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. There are examples of this, obviously, in the seerah. Probably the clearest of the examples that we have is on the Day of Hunayn, when the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, gave so much wealth, Safwan and Abu Sufyan, and he just gave wealth, and the Ansar were standing there getting, seriously? It's like, for 10 years we lost everything. Finally, we can cash in. Finally, there's something. We can smell a little bit of dunya, and he's giving it to these Qurashi men who just accepted Islam yesterday, who have a lot of money anyways. And he's just giving. So some of them said, وَجَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ. Well, the Prophet found his family. They said something. And they got upset. Made his way to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he called Sa'd ibn Ubada and a couple of other leaders. And he said, Ya Sa'd, سَمِعْتُ قَوْمَكَ يَقُولُونَ مَقَالَةً. I heard that your Yansar are saying something. فَقَالَ يَقُولُونَ وَجَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَهْلَهُ. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has found his family. He's happy with his family. He's giving. فقال يا سعد ما تقول أنت. What do you say, سعد? فقال أقول ما يقول قومي. I say what my people say. He didn't want to say it. Like he couldn't say it to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام directly. أقول ما يقول قومي. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the known story, he gathered all of the Ansar in a saqifa, meaning an area, and he would make sure that no one there was anyone else but the Ansar. Only the Ansar and Abu Bakr and Umar as witnesses. And he would give this long khutbah, it's a beautiful khutbah. And he would say something in this hadith that is similar to what I just narrated to you. He would say, أَوَجَدْتُمْ مَعْشَرَ الْأَنصَارِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ شَيْئًا عَلَى لُعَاعَةٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا تَأَلَّفْتُ بِهَا قَوْمٍ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَسْتَقِرِّ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَوَكَلْتُكُمْ إِلَى إِيمَانِكُمْ. But you found a little bit of upset in your hearts because of a little bit of garbage of dunya that I gave to some people whose iman is very weak, and they just accept it. I don't know if they're going to stick to it or not. And I know that وَوَكَلْتُكُمْ إِلَىٰ إِيمَانِكُمْ وَوَكَلْتُكُمْ إِلَىٰ إِيمَانِكُمْ. I knew that your iman is strong, so I didn't have to worry about you. You're upset about some dunya. And then he said, it would say at the end, it's a long hadith, it would say, يعني, أَلَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَنْ يَعُودَ النَّاسُ إِلَىٰ دُورِهِمْ بِالْإِبِلِ وَالنُّوقِ وَتَعُودُونَ أَنْتُمْ إِلَىٰ دُورِكُمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is it enough for you that everyone goes home with their wealth and with their sheep and with their camels and with their money, and you go home with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. قَالَ فَأَخْضَلُوا لِحَاهُمْ هُمْ يَبْكُونَ. They cried until the people outside could hear noises and were wondering what was happening on the inside. But this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنِّي لَأُعْطِ الرَّجُلِ. I sometimes will give a man wealth. وَغَيْرُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ. There's someone else whom I love more. خَشْيَةَ أَنْ يَكُبَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فِي النَّارِ. I'm just scared that his iman is weak and he will lose his deen, and then Allah subhanahu will throw him in Jahannam. If I can buy his iman with money, then that's a cheap price. If money can fix it, it's cheap. Have you learned that about life yet? If money can fix it, it's not a big problem. If money can fix it, it's not a problem, wallah. It's not even a problem. It's not. If money can fix it, it's the problems that money can't fix that are real problems. I'm an oncologist. Money doesn't fix it. Doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't fix it. You could be the wealthiest person in the world. It doesn't mean anything. Money, it's the problems that money can't fix that are real problems. Money, problems that money can fix are nothing. The Prophet ﷺ, he's looking at someone, if money will get your, it will get your behind in Jannah, then here's money. Take money because it's nothing. I just need to make sure you make it to Jannah and that you don't end up outside, because that's the loss. That is the loss that can never be fixed. That's the sorrow that will never end. That those are the tears that will never dry up. That is the pain that will never go away, is when someone doesn't make it to Jannah. What is the price for that? What price for that is too high? Tell me. What price for that is too expensive? Is there one? Is there a price too expensive to get someone to Jannah? Is there? Think about it. Is there? I don't know. I can't imagine one. To him, alayhi salam, some of his money, no problem, here's money. And he would tell him, ya Ammi, you're going to Jannah, inshallah. You have iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strengthened your iman. Khalas, there's others who lose it, who don't have that. They need a little bit of dunya to get themselves across the finishing line. Here's some dunya to get them across the finishing line. But that's how he saw it, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's how he lived, that's how he saw the world. To him, it was just getting you to Jannah, making sure you made it, that's it. Nothing else mattered, nothing else had any importance. Everything else was just background noise that didn't mean anything. But sometimes people lose their way. And sometimes people lose sight of things. And I think we have to go back and look at this. Why do we fundraise every year? Why do we take money into our community? For what? What is the point? What is the point? The point is to make sure people make it to Jannah. That's the point. The point is to make sure that we help people strengthen their iman so they can make it in. So we don't lose family members, so we don't lose community members who are out in the outskirts of our ummah. It's to reel them in so that we don't have a brother and a sister and a relative who doesn't make it to Jannah because we were too lazy to do the work. You fundraise and take money so you can spend it, so you can get them in. What else? What else are we taking money in for? Like, what is the purpose? Allahu Akbar. Well, I don't know what we're going to say. I don't know what we're going to say yawm al-qiyamah when the reality of all of this becomes crystal clear. When the reality of what mattered and what didn't matter and what we should have been doing and what we were actually doing becomes crystal clear, I don't know what we're going to say. We're going to be very, very upset and very disappointed in ourselves when we are shown that the only thing that mattered was to get people across the finishing line, was to get them to Jannah and to advocate for those who were not being given the chance to do that. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن سعد ابن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إني لأعطي الرجل وغيره أحب إلي منه خشية أن يكبه الله على وجهه في النار صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير بارك الله السلام عليكم